You went through a lot of experimenting with different drops in your eyes, I remember.
I have a list. I have a list so long, it's probably 25 things. And we're not talking just standard things.
You really did search.
I did, but one lady on the support group made such a difference. Her name was Judy, and she talked to me, and it was interesting because I'm someone who really believes in healing. It's like if I could heal from the death of my child and I could write songs that give me hope, how could I not feel that way about my eyes? I'm going to overcome this. So when I found this friend and she had told me about the serum tears, I was so discouraged. And she said, don't give up. There's other things you can try. And she gave me a list of things. You can heat a potato in the microwave and put it in a paper towel and put that on your eyes. Gel at night. Water. I drink a lot of water. And I think the water has helped me. The other things, I wasn't sure.
With the water, you changed up, though. You were drinking a lot of tea with sweetener.
You're right. I gave up sweetener.
And then I remember you changing up and drinking water, and I recall hearing you feeling better.
Much better. I even did try for a while that radical change of diet. Not that I can really diet, but I wanted to do anything to help my eyes. It's sort of like a terrible cycle, but after my divorce, I gained a lot of weight. I think because my eyes hurt, I was looking for some way to feel better, and it's sadly a way to take care of myself, which was not very caring, but I'm still struggling. At the same time, when I was asked to do this whole thing, I wondered, how can I be inspiring? How can I live with this condition and maintain my positive outlook? Hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy is just your thoughts affect how you feel. So if I look at this condition as a disease, I don't want to look at it that way. That sounds very difficult to cope with. If I look at it as incurable, I feel hopeless. So I turn everything around by looking at it as a journey. It's my journey in sight. It's my journey to make the most of my life, to feel joy, to live with hopefulness. Despite this, I am not going to let it take me down. So at my lowest point, I think another turning point was I didn't want to go to a doctor again. I didn't want to do anything that's going to make my eyes hurt more.
No, it never seemed to help going to the doctor, except it was a little expensive.
Well, it also wasn't, it was psychologically discouraging because the doctor represented someone's going to rescue me. I have that lyric line I wrote when I was 15, waiting for someone to ease my pain inside. It's that feeling of someone rescuing you. But in the end, I'm the only person that can rescue myself. No one can, but I have to be willing and open. So my willingness and openness was discouraging, but if I look at it as part of the journey, I'm not thrown down. I just keep moving forward. I hardly feel like a spokesperson about this disease because, honestly, I can drive. I can go outdoors. I can do so many things. It's a little harder. I can't feel great performing sometimes because the lights hurt my eyes, but I will not let it stop me.
What about when you went to a doctor your cousin recommended? What came of that?
Well, I was in a valley. As I look at this as a journey, there's no going back. When I think of, like, I want to go back to how I used to be, that depresses me. So I'm on a journey, and I decided I'm not even moving forward now. I'm just going to cope with this condition and suffer. And my cousin said, how are you? And I was getting teary. I'm doing as well as I can possibly be when I have my eyes feeling like there's ants crawling and sandpaper every time I blink my eyes. And I just don't want to be with people because it's very hard when you don't feel great to get out there.
Sure.
And she listened and she said, Judy, you got to go see my doctor. And I said, well, if it's not a dry eye specialist, I've already learned about that. I've come a long way now. She said, it doesn't matter. He's a great doctor. He'll know somebody who is. So I called her doctor because I knew she wouldn't let go of it. And her doctor was far away and he said, no, I don't do dry eyes, but I can think of somebody who might help you. And he gave me a phone number and I called up and made an appointment. it wasn't expensive, and he wasn't a dry eye doctor, so I was a little bit, not so sure. And that day I went to the appointment thinking, I haven't done anything for a while. I'm almost afraid to have hope. And this doctor looked and he says, your eyelids are really inflamed. It was funny, but I liked hearing that he saw something, because when you go to a doctor and they tell you your eyes look fine, there's nothing wrong, you want to celebrate that. But at the same time, there is something wrong because you're living with pain. What is this pain? There is a condition called corneal neuralgia, and I didn't want to think that maybe I'm going to be doomed to live with pain for the rest of my life. But this doctor said, your eyelids are inflamed. So he said, you're allergic to something. Have I figured out what I'm allergic to? No. But what I did find out was all the things that I was doing to help myself was causing the inflammation. I was pouring in artificial tears like every 15 minutes because my eyes hurt and it would feel better to wash the tear in. But what that was doing was irritating my eyes. So I went through a period of, I took all the hot compresses. The heat was not helpful. I stopped.